offense had its struggles. Defense played, I thought, pretty well. And I just talk about, in general, this game after a loss to the Alouettes.
It's tough, man. I think we had every opportunity to win this football game. It just comes down to, at the end of the day, man, you know, good football teams, when things are close and there's one or two situations that change the game, they find a way to make those plays. And unfortunately, we haven't reached that point yet. And that cost us today. That's really what it was.
I know you've only played in two games, but it seems so many games this year have been like that. This one may be a step further, that you had in control, had an opportunity to win, but as you said, just couldn't make the play at the right time.
Yeah, man, that's just part of professional football, man. I think when you look at our record, it's very easy to say, hey, man, they haven't been a good football team at all. And realistically, you know, I think everyone who has a decent eye for football knows that's far from the case. It's just been, you know, poor play at inopportune times, and inability to play four complete quarters of football in a game. And like I said, when it comes down to it, there's always just a couple plays that decide the game. You know, there were some crazy ones today, but then there's some other things that we can attribute to, you know, not being able to convert field goals into touchdowns. That keeps the team in the game, and that's what happened today. We weren't very successful on first down against the run, and that put them in some easy second down situations, which hurt us at times. And, you know, you add all those things up, and then one or two random plays, and you know, now you lose a football game that you know you should have won, and that's just, it's unfortunate. It's a reality of this season, and it's something we have to fix and improve on these last couple games, and moving forward.
Speaking of crazy plays, I mean, it's not often you get a batted ball near the goal line that is returned for a touchdown for 99 yards, but that's what happened. But what would you say to the offense from a defensive point of view? And obviously Taylor and the rest of them are not feeling very good right now because they felt they left a win out there on the field. But what would you say?
Man, look, they battled, they fought, they made a lot of great plays during this football game, and it's to what I alluded to earlier, man. It's just, you know, you have to be able to finish. That's the difference between being a team that competes in every game to a team that wins the games that are needed to be successful, to go to the playoffs and to win a Grey Cup, which is what we're all here getting paid to do, man. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, it. Football comes down to, do I win my one-on-one matchup? Do I beat the guy across from me? You know, and the offense did really well, got into the red zone, and just a couple times, man, you know, unable to win those one-on-one matchups. You know, some of them led to turnovers, some of them led to kicking field goals where we know a touchdown would have really, really turned that game. You know, the momentum swing of we're at the one-yard line or two-yard line, wherever we were at, and we're about to, you know, go up 8 points to then be down seven because of a tip ball. It's definitely a deflator, but we know we had opportunities even after that. You know, turn the ball over on downs at the one-yard line and then, you know, turn over at the end. So it's not like we didn't have our opportunities even after that. And they know that they're a capable group, man. We've found a lot of playmakers. You know, new guys every week have stepped up. You know, guys stepped up in the second half when Kenny went down. But at the end of the day, you know, you just have to make one more play than the other team, and we weren't able to do that today.
Appreciate your time, Trey. Thanks very much.
Absolutely.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three makes a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.